It is the 29th of July, and the PSL is about to start next month in August. And I'm sure that you can't wait for the PSL to begin, like the rest of us, you know, who are waiting for football just to return. We are currently still enjoying the, you know, the Olympics. But now, again, we have a case, you know, of Royal AM against the PSL, which has been dragging on for so long. And it doesn't look like it will stop anytime soon.
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics, and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Do we deserve all this drama that is happening in the PSL, whereby Royal AM again on the 26th of July? That's when they were waiting for a judgment from Judge Windell. Remember the other week, you know, they went to court just to challenge the PSL to reinstate them back to position number one on the Glade Africa Championship log. And they also wanted the PSL acting CEO Mado Madlala to be charged with contempt, because they believe that Judge AJ Nyathi ruled that the PSL playoffs cannot continue before their appeal case is concluded. And of which, basically, according to football rules, it just says the final decision that was made by the SAFA arbitrator, and of which in this case it was done by senior counsel Epstein, who overruled, you know, the judgment that was made by Judge Sutherland. Sutherland just gave them points. He just took points away from Polokwane City, and he didn't award them to the other team, which is Sekhukhune in this case. And now Sekhukhune took the matter forward, and that's when Judge Epstein came and said he found Polokwane City guilty, and then he took the points away from them. He gave them to Sekhukhune. Then they waited up until the last game of the Glade Africa Championship, because by then Royal AM were at the top. And now, with the 3 points awarded to Sekhukhune FC, then Sekhukhune leapfrogged over them, and they were now at position number one. And they are the ones who seemingly are promoted to the PSL. Even the PSL, you know, on the 26th, I mean, there was these preliminary fixtures that were released, or that we have seen at SunSport. And we managed to see that Sekhukhune will be opening their PSL account against Chippa United. Chippa, who survived through the very same playoffs that Royal AM refused to play. And now, if you thought this case will be going anywhere anytime soon, or it will end, you know, just by a blink of an eye, you've got something else coming. Because Judge Senior Counsel Mabuza of Royal AM, he wrote to Judge Windell on the 26th and told him that they will be applying for appeal, leave to appeal the judgment, whereby he dismissed their case with cost, because they wanted PSL, or the National Soccer League, to reinstate them at the top of the Glade Africa Championship table. And with that, meaning Royal AM has lost another case, and with the very same rules, that the arbitrator's decision is final. But remember also now that the Royal AM, they are still waiting for a case or a date from the Supreme Court of Arbitration in Bloemfontein. And that case is yet to be decided, or it's yet to be released, or we will find about it very soon. This past week, Royal AM were supposed to appear before the PSLDC, and they couldn't appear, or they appeared, or they asked for a postponement for that case, because they were waiting for the judgment of Judge Windell, which was on Monday the 26th. So now, the case of the PSLDC was postponed to Saturday. This coming Saturday, then Royal AM will be appearing before the PSLDC, whereby they will be answering to charges of having failed to appear or to play in four playoffs that were scheduled by the PSL. So which brought the PSL into disrepute, because it was only two teams that played in the playoffs, which is Richards Bay as well as Chippa United. And the third team, on the first day, they just came to the stadium and they just watched and packed their bags and left. And they never showed up any again, which is against the football rules. And something like this has never happened in football. So the question is, what is the PSL going to do this coming weekend? Are they going to ban Royal AM, or are they going to charge them financially? Or what will happen? So the drama will continue, you know, in this PSL. And now the bigger question is, now with the fixtures being released, will the PSL back down on this one? And of which I doubt, because Senior Counsel Becker, this coming weekend, then he will be making the ruling, or they will be hearing about this thing, whether they will be found guilty or not. But now time is running out, and the league will have to start, because they've got sponsors, and the players, they've got contracts, and of which they have to honor. And the teams have already signed players. So the league will definitely continue. The league will be played with or without Royal AM. But now, who do you think is right, you know, between the PSL and Royal AM? Because according to football rules, they are not supposed to be appearing before, or to be taking football matters to the courts of law, and of which the PSL, if they have to, they can also report Royal AM to SAFA, and SAFA can take them to FIFA. Even though, you know, in legal terms, there is that option that if you are not happy with a certain thing, you can escalate it, you know, to the course of law. But in football, they have FIFA, they have CAF, they have all these other avenues whereby they can go, but the Royal AM decided to go to the course of law. But now the drama will continue, and we as football people want to see football being played, don't you? I want to see football being played, and I'm sure that the PSL will have to control this one. They have been quiet. They have not been saying a single word, the PSL. They have not been, you know, approaching any course of law. The PSL have been going on with their business of the day, arranging fixtures for the playoffs, and now the fixtures are out. From me, Matthew Simpete, let's meet again on the next episode. Cheers.